Darwin had heard about a bird, a rhea, which is an ostrich-like bird, smaller than an ostrich, but it looks like an ostrich. And there's the common rhea in South America, in places like Argentina. He'd heard that there was a smaller one, and but no one had a specimen of it. And he knew that a French ornithologist by the name of D'Urbigny, very famous guy, also very famous as a geologist later on, D'Urbigny had been through the same area in the previous year. D'Urbigny had not found this bird. So for Darwin, this was a real sort of competitive thing. He wanted to be able to find a specimen of this and bring it back to London. And he had looked for it, couldn't find it. He collected hundreds and hundreds of specimens, but couldn't find any of these small rheas, which the Indians had told him were there. Anyway, one night he was back at their camp, because he spent a lot of time on mainland during the voyage of the Beagle. So he's sitting around the campfire, and they're having dinner, and one of the other officers on the Beagles was talking about his day and how he had been out and he shot a bird, and that's what they're having for dinner. And Darwin's, you know, eating dinner, not thinking much about it. All of a sudden, he realized that the bird described by this officer is the very kind of bird he was looking for. So he immediately, so the story goes, went to the cook and asked him, well, you know, is there anything left? And by good fortune, the cook had had in the garbage the head, the neck, most of the skeleton, one arm, I think the legs, something like that. And so he was able to pull this out of the garbage, take it back to London, where John Gould, very famous ornithologist, was able to reconstruct a very nice specimen, which I think is still in London. And even more important, this bird then becomes a critical piece of information that Darwin later used to formulate the theory of evolution, much more important than the Galapagos finches, for example. But it's just funny that the way he got it was basically out of the soup pot, so to speak.